Now, I have many, many experiences and testimonies about my bears and my lions. I'd like to share with you one of my stories of my bears and my lions. Before I came out as a preacher, I have been in business for 35 years in the bridal field. I did mention in the other preaching tapes that I was a salesperson in the bridal wholesale industry. My work entailed visiting stores, bridal shops, two bridal shops to sell the bridal dresses, and of course special occasion dresses. It so happened that one day I had an appointment in the city of Turlock, when I live in San Francisco, and that journey took me about 3.5 hours, and I had made an appointment with the store owner called Betty. So by the time I arrived at the store driving for 3.5 hours to meet the store owner, as I made that appointment, as I come through the door, the first person that I meet, her name was called Ramona. Now, this was years ago when I was in my youth, of course, when I was doing my sales, when I was young, younger days. So as I came through the door, Ramona the seamstress told me verbally, and she said, "You know, today you're not going to make a sale." So I asked her, I said, "Excuse me, what do you mean I'm not going to make a sale, since I'm a salesperson?" "Well," she said, "you know, Mrs. Dunlap, the bookkeeper, is here with the owner, Betty. And Mrs. Dunlap, in the past, have made it difficult for Betty to purchase anything from any salesperson. And Betty had always listened to Mrs. Dunlap, you know." So I knew deep in my heart that I'm in for trouble. In other words, I drove for 3.5 hours for nothing. However, as I stepped forward to talk to Betty, Ramona was right. Betty said to me, "Excuse me, we need to cancel the appointment." So out of somewhat anger with Betty, I replied to Betty. I said, "Excuse me, you made an appointment with me and it took me 3.5 hours to see you, and you have not seen what I've got and you want it canceled?" I was extremely upset. But I thought to myself, Ramona was right after all. And here comes next to Betty, Mrs. Dunlap. And Mrs. Dunlap said to Betty, sarcastically, of course, "Oh, Betty, you could see whatever she's got. That's all right." When I heard Mrs. Dunlap replying, sarcastically, of course, not genuinely, I knew that there was no sale whatsoever, even if I do show them. So out of feeling very upset, since I needed money and I was still going through in the University of San Francisco trying to finish my degree, and I do need to make some money to pay for my school fees, of course, and my living, I left the store just out of courtesy to show Betty and then my samples, of course, of the dresses, and zipped them back, thinking to myself, just out of courtesy, I'll show her and then zip it back and leave the store. I had no intention whatsoever of any successful sale out of it. I knew that I would not make any sale, just like Ramona said earlier, since Mrs. Dunlap was in charge and from her voice I knew there is no way there is any sail whatsoever. So I walked out from the store, looking up in the sky, and I sat and spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know why I had to drive 3.5 hours to meet this lady owner who would not only want to cancel, and of course, I am not going to make any sale whatsoever. You know that, and I know that. I said, that lady, Mrs. Dunlap, and Betty has no intention. They have no intention whatsoever to buy anything anyway. Nonetheless, I say, Lord, I just want to come to thank you. You know that I need money, but if there is no sale after such a long drive, that's all right, Lord. I just want to come and thank you, Father, for I trust you and you know my need, Father. Just thank you, Lord. I said that from my heart. So I took my samples and planned to just show them out of courtesy and leave. I had no idea that I would even make any sale, but all I know is it would not produce any sale. Now the Word of God tells us that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turneth whithersoever he will. Now, you've got to understand that God is in charge, even the king's heart. And he can turn whenever he wants to, right? Because he is the Lord God. So I took the sample, and I went in to show Betty and Mrs. Dunlap, just out of courtesy. And just like I said earlier, I planned to zip down, show them, pack it back, and leave. I don't expect any sale whatsoever, since I already knew from their lips and from what Ramona have said. However, as I began to show my sample to Mrs. Dunlap, Mrs. Dunlap said to me, "What is the price of this dress?" And so I told her the price. "And how about this one?" And I told her too. And she said, "These are very reasonable prices," she replied. "Would you like a sales girl that I can recommend for you?" And look at Mrs. Dunlap, and I reply, "Yes." And all of a sudden, her voice was totally changed altogether. And she looked at Betty and instructed Betty and said, "Betty, write this down. I want you to place an order. I want this dress and this style and this color. And this dress, and this style, and this color, and this dress, and this style, and this color, and this dress, and this style, and this color." To my shock, the words that came out from her lips was absolutely shocking for me. However, I smiled in my heart because I knew exactly what had happened. I had realized that my Heavenly Father had changed Mrs. Dunlap's heart 180 degrees. Instead of having no sale, I had a big, huge sale. And huge amount of dollars, of course. My dearly beloved, this battle between the powers of darkness and the heart of men, you see, is all in the hand of our Heavenly Father.